Today's daf is daf samach. We're going to start the last three lines of Nun Tes Amid Beis, because we're really holding at Kitanoi at the top of Samach Amid Aleph. But we have to understand what Rav Papa said, and then we can talk about Kitanoi. So what does the Gemara say? Beautiful. Zok the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of Nun Tes Amid Beis. Hayichavita de Chamra. There was a chavius, you know, was a barrel of wine. It had a berez. Berez, you all know from modern Hebrew, refers to a faucet. If you're talking about a barrel of wine, in fancy English, it's called a spigot. Okay, so what happened? The spigot unfortunately fell out. And as a result, the wine is now starting to ooze, to leak. So you had a wonderful guy who was standing around, Idri means that he went and jumped. We had this already at the top of the Omid. Remember, there was that Esrig that was falling to the bottom. And Idri, he jumped up and chopped the Esrig before it was too late. So he jumped up over here too. This guy. Idri's part of the halacha?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay, very good. Very fine.
Well, what's interesting to me is that this Idri, Rashi, is Mefarish.
Idri over here and not at the top. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so what happened? So the guy jumped up and he took his little finger and he stuck it in the hole where the berries was previously, so it should stop leaking. As you remember, there was a famous story about a Dutch kid that also put his finger into the dike so it shouldn't flood. Anyway,
he put his finger into the hole.
That it was very narrow is clear. If you look at the last line of Rashi, Ein kan shichshuch shanekiv tzar ve'ini yochel v'shachshuch. He can put his finger in, he can try to squeeze it in, but there's not enough room for him to go and turn his finger up and down and back and forth because of how narrow the opening is. So he put his finger there, and now the question is, since he's a goy, and since this is Jewish wine, does it become yayin nesach, yes or no? We have two lishoynis of Rapapa. The first lashon is Omer Rapapa called the Lahadi Barza Chamra Oser. Any wine that is corresponding to, that is parallel to, that is on the same level as where the berries was previously and where his finger is now, that wine will be oser. However, the idach meaning any wine above and any wine below where his finger is, where the berries was, that will be mutter. It's not considered to be a single entity, it's considered to be three separate entities, if you will. Where the wine is, where his finger is, that becomes the Ayin Esach. However, anything above and anything below is unrelated, and therefore says Rav Papa, Mutalach. However, but there's another version, Rav Papa, Ad Habarza Chamra Oser. Who says Ad? Rashi, the Bach changes it slightly, Rav Papa, Di Ad Habarza Chamra Oser. What does all that mean? That means Avada, where the finger is, that Knegid Aberez, no question that's Osir. But even the wine above that is Osir. Why? Says Rashi, very simple Svara. Because what happens if he would pull his finger away? Guess what happens? All the wine at the top of the barrel is going to flow out. However, what about the wine underneath the Berez? That's just going to stay put. It's not going to move anywhere. Just because there's the Berez. Obviously, in most barrels, the berries is very close to the bottom of the barrel. Avad, it goes without saying. But there still is at least a half an inch or an inch or 2 inches under where the berries is. That wine will not flow out just because there's now a hole in the wall of the chavius where the berries was previously. So that remains kusha v'yusha, it's not a din of yayin nesach. But ana barza chamra oser, the idach shari, what's remaining underneath on the bottom of the barrel, that will be much.
Because you say the impact, whatever it has an impact, is also with this thing, what he does.
What do you mean, impact?
I mean that he machtefs, he titefs off.
Javad, 100%.
That's the vote? That's
I don't know that it's impact. You only have to say the fact that he's touching it at that point, that already makes it osabano, not osabishtiya, because it's not wide enough to do a shikshuch. But nevertheless, like the Mora has used the expression several times, Lech, lech, amr, nazira, schor, schor, lekamel, lech, sekurev, since a goy is touching that wine, that part of the wine becomes asr. No, not b'shtir. I may have misspoken there. I'm sorry. In other words, it's not totally yasser. It's only yasser b'shtir, but it's mitzvah. No. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. We're all in the same. No. But it's two different daf, and this is Nuntes, this is daf Samach. But Shkoyach. Ah, you give out. Anyway, the two versions of Rapapa are very clear. Next to the Beres is Kuli Alamoida, that it's Osir Bishtiya Mutabana. Right? Because you can't make a Shikshuk, Mutabana. Maskim? Fine. Now the question is, what about the wine above and the wine below? The wine below, according to both Lishoinis, according to everybody, is Mutter Filu Bishtiya. Nothing to talk about. It's no connection. Masha'enken, the machloikis between the two lishoinis is any wine that's above the beres, above the hole. Where according to the first lashon, that's totally mutter. It has nothing to do with the beres, nothing to do with the finger. Mutalach, mutalach. According to the second lashon, since eventually it will also flow out, also osir, not osir banom, but osir bishtia, mutter banom. Omrav Yema, Kitanoi. These halachas that we just had, the name of Papa, is in fact a machloikis tanoim. And Rashi adds, since Rapapa's halacha that we just said now is like Rabbi Yehuda that we're now going to quote, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakama, which is the Rabbanan, Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim, and therefore we're going to follow the Tanakama and not Rabbi Yehuda and not Rapapa, and therefore Rashi says the halacha is not like Rapapa. So Vushtei Tazunimar, Kitanai. Gemara is now quoting a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tvul Yoim. You have here a barrel, a chavius, which is full of wine, truma wine. And you have a person, we're not talking about goyim now we're talking about yidin, and a yid who is a tvul yoyim. Vos made the tvul yoyim. Everybody knows a tvul yoyim means that he was fully tamei in terms of he touched a dead sheret, or he touched a nevela, or whatever. He was a balkari. What did he do? He went to the mikveh. Going to the mikveh is not enough. You got to wait until Harif Shemesh. From that period of time, from the mikvah until Erev Shemesh, he's called a tvul yom. Tvul yom is one of the lowest forms of tuma because really, it's a bissel of tuma left. Boshtei dot in the Mishnah, so chavish in mikvah, bein mipia, bein mishulea, bein mitzidea. Similar to our case, there's now a hole in the chavish, one of three places. Mipia means all the way on top, shulea means all the way in the bottom, mitzidea on the side, like where the spigot was, like we spoke about before. The noga tvul yoim, and apparently the wine is flowing out, or even if it's not flowing out, the tvul yoim decided to go and touch the wine. Maybe you want to lick it and see if it tastes good. Whatever it is. The noga tvul yoim. What's the halacha shteito and the reisha tmeya? It makes no difference where the hole is. Hole above, hole below, hole in the side. It is tamei. If you do oimer, it depends. If the hole is on the top and that's where he put his finger in, tome. If the hole is on the bottom and that's where he put his finger in, tome. We see there, however, if the hole is on the side, like the Beres case, tohoira mikan umikan. In other words, it's only be tome at the point of touch, where he touches it in the tzad, but the wine on top and the wine below will be tohar. Which, of course, reflects, it's the parallel to the saying, the first halacha of Rapapa. Just like Rapapa said, it's only the yain kenegeda beriz is osir, but either put everything on top and everything in the bottom is mutter. Here the same thing.
The first lashon.
Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there are three possibilities of a hole. There could be a hole mipia, that's from the top. Shulea means from the bottom. Or mitzidah from the side. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if the hole was either mipia on the top, or with a capital O-R, mishleah from the bottom, and the tvul yoim touched it, then tamei the ganze, but the whole thing is tamei, 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 yikra, the whole thing from the top to the bottom. Mitzidah, if he only put his finger in from the side, then what is next to him on the side, that'll be tamei, yeah, 100%. However, tohoira mikan umikan, meaning the wine that's on top of that hole, and the wine that's below that hole, will all be tohar. Now that sounds word for word like Rapapa of the first Loshin, where he said, Kol Dehad Libarza Chamra is Osir, anything which is parallel, but either anything on top, anything on the bottom, will be Kosher. Yeah, it's good.
Truth is, but here it says, Chubish Nikva Mepiha.
Yeah.
So, how does the thing under it become?
So he puts his finger in. He touched it.
He touched it, but the, so where you touched it, maybe what does it have to do with the letter? So it has to do because it's pouring out. We don't see that there's a hole over here in the side. The whole reason why before you said when you went up,
it
was running.
Right.
Because it runs out through the hole, it's running out through the spigot.
Like Nitzok.
But here.
Chavish Nikva, there's a hole in the Chavish.
Yeah, but the hole is on top.
Right, maskim.
So nothing is running out from the top.
If he doesn't have to be. I mean, he's incorrect. But he put his finger in. There was enough room.
So he touched over there.
He touched over there.
So why is the whole water.
Why is the whole wine become.
The whole
okay, so why does it all become Tameh?
Frektos
Erzegit. So
let's. It's not running at all.
It's not running for office, not running anywhere. It's a blot also for art. If you look quickly at the Rashi, Nikva Mipia, about third down the Amid, Nikva Mipia, the Rashi.
Your
wonderful idea. Do you have time until. Can we stay until 12?
Yeah, I don't mind, because we have a. I have a birthday, Mashvigi
Kimfa. No, Mazel Tov. Not to
you.
Anyway. No, Mazel Tov, the Hindu is fancy. Nothing happened, everything is fine. Okay, Rabbi Say. I give out to Rabbi Say. Let us see what it says over here. Nikva Mipia, about 15 lines to the top, 12 lines to the top. Nikva Mipia is a Rashi. All the wine down below in the barrel, it's like a base for all the wine on top. Have a chibur. That's why if you put your finger in from the top, it's all mechubur, and if it all becomes tummy. Nothing is flowing here. It's all standing in this barrel.
Just put
see.
Yeah,
that's
like a
mixer. Till now we learned always that only because it's flowing.
Yeah, 100%. So that's today's new chidushim. Umishalua is from the bottom. Umishalua nami hoyu v'cholayay nimshach achra nekiv havechibur. That was the svara that we had before. That just like when you have the nekiv on the side. All the yain that's going to come out on the top.
It's the second lashon.
Exactly, yeah, 100%, like the second lashon, right. Here we're talking about, here, all of the wine in the barrel is eventually going to flow out if there's a hole from the bottom. Get up, like Rav Papa said, on top and the bottom, altsis kusha, only that yain nesach is keneged haberes, and here it'll only be tamei keneged haberes. So the chayra. Under Rishonim disagree because you notice on the top of Rav Papa next to the Ad is an Aleph which takes you to the Rambam, and I believe that the Rambam disagrees with the Rashi, but the Heilige Rashi says here on top the very first Rashi, let's learn in Shaloi Kisidran, see the last top Rashi, second line. I know you do, but Moshe wants to know which Rashi it is. For less Hilchas, the second line for the top, less Hilchas of Kavosei, Dira Papa, Dabuki Rav Yema, Milti Dira Papa, Kita Noi, Come Le Rav Papa, Kerb Yehuda, the Chido, the Yachiv Ram, Maloch Kerab, the Pliga Rabban Alei, the Amri Bein Mitzidel, Main Mipia, all sides to me, the Gamtazach is Tommy, the Kulon Chibah. Anyway, bottom line is, L'choira, this is word for word like the first Lashon. What about according to the second Lashon? Because the second Lashon said that the wine on top is also Aser. That wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Tahira Mikan Umikan. So many of the, I believe it's the Ritva and other Rishonim say that no, that the Rav Yema's Ketanoi is even going on the second Lashon. The reason why in our Gemara, Rav Papa is machmir in the second Lashon, even though Rabbi Yehuda is meikel, because Rabbi Yehuda says it's only keneged haberes, tahira mikan umikan, like the first Lashon, but Rav Papa in the second Lashon said, no, that the chamra on top is osir. The reason is because yayin nesach is more chomer than the din of tvol yayim. Tvol yayim is a very, very low form of tumah, so therefore it's only keneged haberes. Not lemala and not lemata. Yai nesach, which is so chomer, even. You bring a raya. Very good. I thank you very much for the raya. Tanya the Messiah. And we continue on in brand new halacha now. Again, Omer HaPapa. I've gechom Adam of Yisrael Akuva. Chamra Osir. What's going on over here? We're trying to transfer wine from a Dana. Dana means a large chavis, a large container, into a kuva, into a smaller container. And one person is holding the upper containers pouring, somebody's holding down below the lower container to go and receive the liquid, the wine from up above. Okay, so far so good. So now Rav Papa is going to give us two separate cases. One case is that the pourer will be the goy, and the Yisrael is going to hold it down below. Or the second case is going to be that the Yisrael is the pourer, and the goy is going to hold it down below. Good. Omer Rav Papa. Oy v'chachom Adana. Adana is the upper barrel from which we're pouring. And the Yisrael akuva, and the Yisrael is down below holding on to the kuva, to the kos, or to the small barrel, or whatever. Chamra is oser. Then the yayin that goes from up above to down below will be osir. My taima, ki ka'asi mi koyich ayv kechavim ka'asi, because it's flowing from the koyich of the goy. So what does the Gemara said before the koyich is gunish? Exactly, 100%. So Rashi says that this is doyimit to the case of meziga that we had before. That just like before we had that the kos was half full with wine and the goy is pouring water into it to go and dilute the wine. So mitzvah ikker din the Gemara held it's not a problem. However, b'shem schar schar amrina nazira leich leich. Right, the Gemara used that expression several times to go and tell us stay away, be careful. So this oivik chum that has his dana and he's pouring into the kuva down below the chamris osir. My time kika osi mikoyich oivik chum kasi, because it's the goy that's pouring it, and I'm afraid that he may be touching the wine at the same time that he is. And he's being meshach sheikh. All of that together, we say, it's osir. That was interesting. Rashi says, the reason why it's osir, if you look at Rashi, chamra osir, about halfway down the Rashi, is chamra osir, b'hano'a, d'hainu nami yayin, shemozgei oivu kechom, v'koichihu, v'asran alemi shemleich leich, am nazir, eschor eschor, lekar me lo yisi karim. So now notice that he says it's osir, even b'hano'a. Yesterday, however, when we spoke about Meziga, that was back on Nun Chesamit Beis, what did Rashi say about it? That it was Mozgoy? Shemozgoy, 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 he said Osir, Rashi on Nun Chesamit Beis, Osir about two-thirds down the Rashis. Avagavdoli Noga, Gozer Abonim, Bekoichali Asir, Bishtia, Bishamar Chokas Aveira. So here we're talking about the Meziga case. And Rashi says, you got to be machmir bishtia, but it's mutter bano, out the Meziga. Here, was Dr. Rashi, we're talking about the reason why it's usr over here. And Rashi says, usr even bano. So Rashi is soiser himself, since he says Meziga, back in Nun Chesamid Bay, he says mutter bano. Here he's saying this is Ke'en Meziga, and that's why it's Asr Bana, is the Chasir. So many of the Meforshim, of course, talk about that. And one of the easy teretz that is the Ritzvah Rajbis, one of them says that there were two Madurois of Rashi and Masechtos of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's not a Stira. Madura Aleph Rashi wrote one, and Madura Beis he wrote the other. Madura means that when he went through the next Machzer of going through Avodah Zarah again with the Daf, he changed his mind on various halachas, and so therefore it's not a stira. Rashi originally wrote one, and the other later on he wrote the other way. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
Every stira in Rashi, which speaks of Matzchazer Gemitchit, and they have all kinds of feats in
between. Yeah, yeah. I would say it.
You're glossing it over too.
If I would say it, you can throw stones and estroigim at me. And if you're throwing his estroig, make sure it doesn't fall into the barrel, because a goy is going to grab hold of it.
Well, Abdushte.
If you look, the article brings it as and he brings it from a Rishon. He doesn't bring it from the Nishka Eintiger. Talking about from Rishon. Anyway, that means that you're going to touch it.
This is the
mekor.
Am I right?
That's one of the mekoros. We're going to have a mitzvah future mishnayis. He touches the makir. Anyway, getting back to our Gimuriyetz, Zukti Muriyetz, right, so we have to. So if I become Bedanim Yisrael, Akuva, Chamra, Osir, because it's the goy that's pouring it, it's similar to Meziga. However, if it's the other way around, Yisrael Hadana, it's Yisrael that's pouring. Vayvicham and Akuva, and the Vayvicham is the one down below, holding on to the smaller container, Chamra Shari, then the Chamra is Mutter. Because we're watching him, he's not putting his finger in, he's just holding it from the outside. That's okay. However, mitzad ha-tzidudi, if however he now tilts the bottom kuva towards the Yisrael. In other words, Yisrael was trying to fill it up, and he's trying to be a nice guy. So what does he do? He tilts the bottom container towards Yisrael that's pouring up above it. That's already Asr. Why is Asr? Because, says Rashi, Shim the Makarkish Le Lechamra. That's got that Rashi going on Vaitim. So Zugnu Farshan, the reason is because since he's Mitzad Sedude and he's letting the wine come in and he's holding it in such a strange way, he might put his finger in to hold it in Ezra Besser. By putting his finger in, people won't notice and it'll be Meshachshech and Chas V'Shom be Menasech the wine. So it's us. Next case. Omer Papa, Hay Ovicham Didori Zika, the Ka'ozu Yisrael Achirei. A goy who is carrying, Dori is to carry, and what is he carrying? Zika. Zika, says Rashi, is noid kosher, a sealed noid. Noid is normally a canteen, usually made out of leather. Yeah. So it's tied up, and therefore you can't put your hand in, you can't be mishachshech, and he is holding it. And because Yisrael Achoyde and Sidua Yid that's traveling after him, like a shtikl mashgiach, if you will, watching him, what's going on? If the Dori, if the Zika that he is carrying, that noid kosher, if it's malia, if it's full to the brim, full to the top, shari. Why is it shari? The loy mekarkish. He cannot go and mekarkish. Mekarkish means to go and shake the content. He can't shake the content because it's all the way full to the top.
So it's nothing, kosher anyways, so how can he touch it?
Because it's kosher. Well, if you wait till the next, another 3 seconds, you'll see it's chaseira. However, if it's missing wine, meaning that it's only 50% or 80% full, but it's not 100% full, Osir. Why? Dilma Mekarkish, because maybe he's going to go and shake it up. And this is Rapapa holds that Kirkush is a form like Shechshuch, and therefore it's just like a Yayin Nesach. You don't have to put your finger in. If you go and shuckle it from the outside, this is Ochkit. It's only, however, Rapapa that holds that. We're going to see Rav Ashi in a moment disagrees.
This case with the guy's holding on the bottom. Is the chibur? Is the nitzik here also? I mean, Rashi said before the point is chibur.
Yeah.
Nitzik is there's a chibur. It keeps on the water keeps on coming from the top, right?
No.
And the water has a straight line going from top.
You
to
say
the
water. You're going back to the more earlier than the mezigo. You really mean the wine over here?
Yeah, the wine over here. With yeah. Two people.
They're, right. He's pouring the wine from up to bottom.
She said that in case he's ruled on the when alchum akiched is chamra shura. We keep a chamra shura.
The is on top.
He is on top.
He is on top, okay, yeah, good. It's shuri unless it's mitzad tzedudi. Unless it's mitzad tzedudi.
Yeah, but there is a nitzik
right.
From the top one to the bottom one.
That's correct, right.
And why is that not called a chibur? I mean, Rashi keeps on using the word chibur.
And fine, so it is a chibur. So the chibur is from the Yisrael down to the kuva down below.
Yes,
just the goy is not putting his fingers in, he's just holding it from the outside. He's not shuckling it, he's just leaving it in place. So the nitzik is taka kusha. The wine on top is kusha, the wine down below is kusha, out is kusha v'yusha.
If he's holding it, it's not called matra, it's not called like he's holding it.
Holding it without moving, without shaking, that's okay. Just like when he was holding the esrig, as long as he doesn't shishichrich, he's okay. He had natla because he took a cleese. It's like putting his hand in.
What's the difference between kibbeh and natla?
No, you're doing fine. So the Mura said before that you don't have to go and put your finger into the wine, even putting a dover acher, like the lilav went into the wine. The natla goes into the wine. A makel touches the wine. So Toysi said earlier, because all of these kailim are an extension of his hand. So instead of putting the hand in, he put the natla in, he put the lilav in, all those things. But he's not putting his hand in. His hand is from the outside. A ladle puts inside, exactly.
Here,
yeah. Double. So anyway, here he's keeping it from the outside, so it's like Mishran the hand, so it's a different case. Anyway, so getting back to our case, so Vuzuk Yetzra Pupa, so the Oivikchum, if the Zika was sealed, and there's a yid in back of him, Mali is shori because he can't be makarkish. It doesn't shake. If it's chaseira, then do makarkish, and that's the same thing as shichshuch, and that will be a shalif and yai nesach.
Chuse. He does it from the outside shichshuch.
Exactly. That 100% because it's chuse.
Yeah, but why is it also?
Because he's shaking it.
No, but he's shaking it because you touch it, baby. No? What's the issue for shichshuch?
But you are so convinced that Rav Ashi is correct, it's hard to understand Rav Papa. Since I see that you owe it's a kocht vein and aim, let's skip two lines and we'll get back to it. Rav Ashi Omar, Zika are these sealed canteens. Bein Malia, bein Chaseira Shori. My time ain't derech nisif akach. you can go and shake it a heat, and you can shake it a hair, you can throw it up, you can put it on the floor. Makes no difference. How do you do nisach? By putting your finger in. Not from the out. The mamish, the Moshe Chaim, you and Ravashi mamish are walking together hand in hand. However, a papa disagrees. No, it's a tafzach machloik yisamirot. So what did a papa say? No, this heist och der kirkush is like a shikshuch, is like a nisach. Usir. Now going back to the sefer, the two lines that we skipped. Kuva malia osir. What's a kuva? Kuva is now that it's an open noid, like an open cup. If it's full to the top, malia, it's osir. Is somebody asking a question or saying something?
It's very hard for us on the phone to understand the thread when he speaks. So I would suggest, if he doesn't mind holding his questions to the end, and let Rabbi Rader explain so the people in the phone can follow the shiur.
Okay, that's we'll do the best we can.
No,
the problem is that many of the people here around the table are grace tamid chumim, and the Yetzirah doesn't allow them to hold back any shaylos or questions or oris that they have on the Gemara.
Or the
Yetzirah. Or the Yetzirah. Okay, we'll do the best we can. I know your intentions are great. In the meantime, speak to you, we're going to continue on. Shkoyach, Bill.
Comments well noted.
Yes. So on to now the kuva case. What's the case? The difference between zika and kuva? Kuva means that it is an open noid. Like the kuva like we had before, an open container. Mali, if it's full to the top, then it's osir. Why is it osir? Because since the goy is carrying it and it's full to the top, then presumably he's holding it for dear life with, and it's open, remember. So he can put his fingers in very, very easily, whether people notice it or not. Therefore, he is now doing a shikshuk. Or at least potentially, awesome. And the guy, the yid after him, really can't tell because he sees that he's holding it for dear life because it's full to the top. So don't noga. That's why it's awesome. Chasei Roshari, the loy noga. You don't have to worry that he's going to be noigea. Why don't you have to go and worry? Because after all, he doesn't want that the wine should spill out. He wants that the wine should remain intact. So he's going to try to keep it as stable as possible. If he's going to go and put any fingers in, he knows that the guy behind him, the yid, is going to see, whoo, why are you putting your finger inside? So therefore, it's mutter under those circumstances. It's Ravashi, we already said before, on the Zika, on the Reshim. And we continue to the next case. Matzra Zaira. Matzra Zaira means a winery, a wine press, where they are pressing out the wine from the grapes. What happens over here? Now, you remember earlier on, a few days ago, we talked about Dorchen. Dorchen means that the people would go and tread on the wines to get the initial juice out, and then they would put it back on the mound, on the tapuach, and then they had that koira coming down, crashing down and crushing the whole thing and causing pressing all the remaining juice out of the residue of the grapes. Our case is Rashi hears that it was a gas, the ein dorchin, el koivshin bekoira. This is maybe it was more sanitary, and therefore they didn't want anybody to step on it with their shoes or without their shoes, and therefore they only did it with a koira with a beam. Normally the beams, as you know, would go down with such a wheel, right? You have to go and turn it, or the pulley system, and it would go down, and it would quetch out all the grapes. However, some people get a little bit nervous, and they don't want to wait until you go and turn the wheel until the beam goes down, so they just go directly on the beam themselves, and they will be the weight on the beam on top of the grapes. So that's the definition, matzara de zaira. Such a matzara means a press, zaira that doesn't have the dricha, but only through the koivish bekoira. So Rav Papi shori, Rav Ashi, v'iseima Rav Sima bar Ashi, osar. Now what is the case, the shori and the osar? Zoktimar, bekoichai kuliyama pligi di osar. Koichai means that this goy went on top of the beam. He was trying to go and turn the wheel around and around so the beam should go down. Segait nish, a kapur on the wheel. He steps on the beam, and now the beam is pressured because of the weight of this goy, especially if the goy is obese, 300, 400, 500 pounds. It really quetches out all of the grapes, and everything oozes out. That's called koichai. The koichai is that he did have patience, and he waited until he turned the wheel and everything, until the beam finally got down and kvetched out the grapes.
Why is turning the wheel not koichai?
That's considered koichai because the touching the wheel doesn't cause the grapes to become crushed. It's only after he turns it and then eventually comes down and then it touches. Then so that's apparently because of the length of time, as well as it's not direct physical pressure that he's standing on it. It's just because of the turning. So that Gemara considers that to be koyach koyach.
Once the bean is sitting on the wine, it doesn't turn anymore. It turns until it gets there.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking if he turns it while he's on it, before he turns koyach.
Okay. If you look at the Rashi, four lines from the bottom, be koyach. Heicha the nov nischotim koyach koyin she'oil al nesarim. He himself goes on the nesar. Aids doesn't wait for any beams. He goes on the planks themselves. She'al atbuach umachbida.
Well, I'm saying now, I'm not sure it's a. We didn't talk about it yet, but until you die, you have you open the sink. That's also called koyach.
You don't mind, they're going to get upset. Until you die, we'll talk after this year. But koyach koyach is a trash. You're going to megalgal megalgal. Yitaka turns the wheel around and around and around. The mapel is a coin that causes the koyach to fall on it. So he himself didn't physically go onto the grapes or onto the koyach or onto the nasarim. It was just by pushing. Today you would push the button right for the electricity to go up and down. Here, in those times, he didn't have the buttons, so he had to go and do it physically. But that's called koyach koyach for our purposes. So now we have a machloikis. What was the machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi? The same Rav Sima Barashi. Osar. So it says here, Rav Api is shari. Rav Ashi, osar. Bikoichoi, if koichoi, that he went on the planks, he went on the beam, he went on the grapes himself, because that's mamish koichoi from the goy. Keep a ligi, but koichoi. Koichoi again is the turning of the wheel. That's one way of learning. Ikriyamid is the second way. What did the guy do? He just turned it, right? Keep ligi bekoichai. The shal bekoichai that goes on to the nasarim, which go on to the grapes. He doesn't touch the grapes themselves. He's just going on to the planks, which go on top of the grapes. Okay, so you have two ways of learning the machlekes. Have the uvdid was a master, shahoye bekoich koichai, taka with the spinning of the wheel. The answer of Yankum and Harpakoit. And Rav Yaakov ben Hamkoit said that it is Asur. Now that is going according to the first Lashon of the two Lashonos. Because if we go to the first Lashon, remember, where's the Machloikis? When it comes Koichai Kuliyam Plegi, the Asur. Keep a Ligi B'Koich Koichai. Now this was a Koich Koichai case, right? Have a Uvdim Koich Koichai. There's a Machloikis. So he went according to Mandi Amad, which was Rav Ashi, same Rav Sivan Bar Ashi, that said that it is Asur. Because if you go according to the second Lashon, Kuliyam Plegi B'Koich Koichai, that it's Mutter. So how was Rav Yaakov and Harpa Koyit Asering? Because he holds like the first tzad that the machloik is his koyach koyachai, and he followed the man yama that holds that it's asur. New case of Paisai. Ahi chavita the ifka. And chavius, that ifka means that it got split, cracked. Li orka. Orka means from the height, from the vertical, from top towards bottom. What do you have to do to make sure that all the wine doesn't spill out? You got to hold it together. See, Idri, how Ivikham, this is the third time we have this Ivikham that is Idri, right? Rashi doesn't have to tell us anymore what it means. At Gema Kvitsa, at Gema Spring, and he's holding now the two sides of the Chavius together so that all the wine doesn't leak out. Zokti Gemara, so what happens is Idri, how Ivikham, Chavka, Chavka, like embraced it, he hugged it. He's hugging the two parts together. He doesn't touch the wine inside, he's just touching the barrel from the outside. Sharia Ravim Bar Papa. He holds that even though, after all, he's touching them, then a little wine spills out. Okay, also b'shtia, but it's mutter bana. So l'zvun l'avicham. V'hani mila debakel orka. That's dafka if it went a split down the middle from top to bottom. Avalapusya, if it was a horizontal split, in other words, the top part and the bottom part are no longer connected. Very good. What does he have to do now? He has to hold the top part down onto the lower part, because if he doesn't hold it, eventually it's going to fall off and the ganze wein is all going to spill out. So avalapusya, if that's the case, afil b'shtia shari, not only is a mutter be hano to go and sell, but he can go and drink from it. My time it must mass levena covet. All he's doing is he's just putting pressure to hold the top of the barrel to the bottom of the barrel. He has nothing to do with the wine. He's like doing a levena. Levena means you go and take a heavy brick that you'd put on the top of the barrel to keep the top of the barrel in place on the bottom of the barrel, that it shouldn't fall off and the wine shouldn't spill out, should leak. So he's really not doing anything. He's just amas levena. He's just a heavy dead weight there by pushing the top part down and keeping it intact with the bottom part. This is gunish muta filibishtia. There was a goy v'sotzach gidrait. He was walking around the matzarta. Matzarta, we already had in the Omer Aleph. That means a wine press. Om Ravashi. What is going on over here? It's talking about that the gas is empty. How is the gas empty? Because it's not seasonal and therefore all the wine and all the grapes already been pressed out, everything went into the bar, whether they're still in the bar or not in the bar, nishkanaf kimina, but in the gas at the tome is empty. The question is, how long ago was this gas used? As the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, the gas was still somewhat moist, and the goy may go and touch it, and therefore he's going to touch that, and he's going to go, and therefore it's as if he's touching the kelim, and any wine that might lead down to down below. He's not touching any wine, he's just, I'm sorry, the wine is empty in terms of the gas. However, maybe down below in the bar, if you look at Rashi, there was only a thin moisture in the matzarta, in the winery. And he went and touched it yet. He touched that moistness, that moisture. Not moistness, moisture.
Yeah.
I love you. Yeah. Do you see this cup?
Yeah.
Is any water left in it?
Yes.
Yeah, there is? A mashi. Okay, so this is my answer. It's not. Mashke tefech. It's a little moist.
On what is the
shayla?
On what
I guess you put more wine in.
The question is, now those kalim that he is touching with his finger, do these kalim now have a status of lios of yayin nesach, so that he has to go and purge that yayin nesach from the walls of the gas? How would you do that? Either like you would do in the case of before Pesach, right, if you're doing Libun, or Hagola. Here you wouldn't do Libun, Hagola. Sorry? Okay, about to say. So that would be Hagola. Hagola, of course, means to wash the whole thing out. Yeah, exactly. And, or if you just, or maybe you don't even need that. That's no Oshvenken. So that's what the Gemara talks about. Omer Vashi. If the moisture inside the gas is sufficient, not only that it's Tefech, but it's tefech lahatfiach, as you all know, tefech lahatfiach means that you put your finger in, and not only your finger becomes wet, but you have enough moisture that you can go and transfer that wetness, the moisture, to something else. Then boy hadocha, boy nigav. He needs both hadocha and nigav. Hadocha means to rinse it out. Nigav is what we would call before Pesach when we do hagola. But we don't mean hagola here, beroyschen. Hagola means to kasherin. How are we going to kasher? We'll see it in a moment. V'iloi, if it's just tefech, not tefech latfech, just a thin layer of moisture, or you touch it, your finger gets wet, but after that, you cannot, if you put in something else, that does not get wet. By Dokhamal Mesagile, all you have to do is rinse it out with cold water, and mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Now, what is this tefech latfech that you need both niguv and the hadocha? Zot Rashi, as we'll have in Mirz Hashem, later on at the end of the Masechta, Nigov is Eifer Umayim, the Eifer, as well as Nochmu Mayim. Come on. Eifer over here is similar to a detergent, that you go and scrub it out, Metagant Eifer, Metagant detergent, to go and clean it out, Umayim, and then you pour water into it to go and rinse it off, and then you do it a second time, Nochmu Eifer. And then, of course, you don't want to leave the Eifer behind, so Nochmu, you go and shvenk it osmet Mayim, Metchim will learn at the end of the Masechta and Daf Ayin Hey. So what he's saying is that I'm not concerned about wine, sachnishtuka wine in the gas, but I am concerned about the kalim, that now that he is touching the moisture of course is the residue of whatever wine was there before, and therefore if that has the status of yayin, and that yayin is touching the blias inside the kalim, so the ganze gas could now become a yayin nesach dik gas, so if it was just one level of teifeach, not latfiach, just rinse it out, kusha. If it's teifeach latfiach, then you have to go and do what we would normally call a niguv, which niguv means medafis kasherin. How do you kasher it? By turgeon of water, turgeon of water, as we'll see at the end of the Masechta. Zuk the Naim Mishnah. Oyvid kechav mishenimtza oyimid betzad habor. Sorry, Nachum?
Isn't niguv usually dry?
Niguv means dry, but in this case, yeah, it means to go and clean it out and dry it. You know, niguv is to... in our case, it means to go and kasher it. How you do kashering? Eifermayim, eifermayim.
The dry cleaning, like...
you take the dry cleaners. Very good, very good. Beautiful.
No?
Yeah, 100%. Zuk sayigit. Zuk the Mishnah. Oy v'chom shenimtzav oymid betzad habor shel yayin. You have a goy who's standing next to the bar of yayin. The yayin inside is kushra wine. And the goy is standing there. Now, why is there kushra wine down in the bar? And what is he standing there for? So this matzarta, this wine press, belonged to a goy. And a yid was producing kosher wine over here for a kosher run for all of his customers. So he had a git oskei kasha, just like you have bizman hazeh, right, to all the kashas organizations, and they go into a good hagolim, the kasha, get everything out, and they start brand new. But the goy dreitzich du in the matzart. And of course, dreitzich du. So we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily, it's talking about that the goy had lent money to the yid to go and produce the wine. In other words, he gave him loans or whatever. And the mashkin for the loan, the security, is the wine itself. The wine itself, Rashi calls it napoitiki. We're not talking about... I'm sorry?
Collateral
or a mortgage on the wine. Not a mortgage on the winery, on the wine press, but on the wine itself. And as a result, this goy considers himself to be the owner. Just like if you own a house or an apartment and you have a mortgage with a bank, you ask someone who owns the apartment, who owns the house. So normally the person who lives there, it's mine. You ask the bank, they'll say, it depends on whether he's paying his payments, otherwise it belongs to them. Right? So this is the equity owner, this is the debt owner. So here too, this wine had two owners, the yid, and you have... You got the...
Have a safe trip. Okay,
so anyway, getting back to the Mishnah. He is inside, as he steigt the neben, next to the bar shel yayin. If the guy has a milva, meaning he has this wine, is his collateral, Osir, then this wine you cannot drink. Why can you not drink? Because the goy considers this wine to be his. Because if the Jew doesn't make his payments on time, he's just going to take the wine away.
Foreclosure.
So therefore he's not concerned about being asked, which dice to do? Why are you next to the kosher wine over here? Kosher wine. It's my wine. This yid falls behind on his payments. So therefore it's us. Anyway, milva olav. But if there is no milva olav, we'll talk about in the Gemara, even if he has perhaps other liens on him or other mortgage, but not directly on this wine, then it's mutter, because the guy has no business. Why are you touching my wine? You know, it's not your wine, etc. We'll talk about it more in the Gemara in greater detail. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Now, the next halacha is three or four different cases where the person was not mechaven to go and be meshachshech, to go mimenasech. So we want to know what's the halacha. Number one, nafal abar va'ala. Person fell into the bar. Nebuch, he was looking into the bar, arangifal. And he afterwards came out. We're going to talk about in the Gemara, did he come out alive, or did he come out dead? Baltim b'zeh. Or, mother de bekana. We had the medida already bekana from before, right? Before we talked about a medida with his hand, now we're talking about a medida mitakana. Again, and the stick is touching, of course, the wine. Heat is a satsira bekana. Or you have a situation where there was a tzira, a hornet, a wasp, whatever, and he wanted to get it out of the wine. And he took a reed, he took a kona, just a vexchicken, to go and pull it out, push it out. Hittis is to go and push it and to cause it to leave. Or you show you matfiach al pia chovies, mirusachas. Or you have a chovies where the wine is bubbling at the top, samachta shom, in English, foam on top, and he wants to go and settle it, so the goy is patting it down with his hand, pushing it down so that it should be just like whenever you open up a fresh bottle of chayis bartanura wine, you put it in, or you have you're taking beer, and you have the foam at the top, and you don't want to wait until it all settles, so you push it down. Each one of these cases, in other words, these are all separate stories. Somebody fell into the bar, and somebody was measuring with a stick, and somebody was pushing away the tzira, and someone was putting down the foam. All these cases, though it's osir b'shtia, it's mutter b'hana. Reb Shimon matter across the board. You remember a few days ago we already had a three machloikis, Rabbanan, Reb Nosson, and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was matter. Here too, he's matter, no problem. Not less a chavius, the zorke b'chamusai. What happens if a goy took a ganze chavius of wine and he threw it into the bar? They said that it's kusha v'yusha. What's the shaila? We'll see Mitchum the Gemara Shobi. We start again at the beginning of the Mishnah. We talked about he took the wine in the chavius and he threw it into the bar.
The barrel of the wine?
The whole barrel with the wine inside it.
And the bar?
And the bar had wine inside it.
So both the barrel and the bar.
Out. Well, assuming that that was kosher wine inside the chavis, then
what was the shayla? Shayla was on the barrel or on the bar? Which was the nidin there?
The nidin was on the wine in the bar, and we said. I don't want to say not in the barrel, but the nidin was on the bar, and they were machshir it even. Okay, so let me say the gemara at the end. Umashvil, we started off the Mishnah that the goy was standing next to the bar. Im yesh le milva ulav aser, im le milva ulav mutter. Umashvil, vushi yesh le milva al oisayayin. Not that he had a general mortgage or general lien on all of his nechas. On that particular wine, he had what the gemara calls an apoytiki, poytehe koi. This is where the milva was. In such a case, then he had no business with the erasure. He had the right to touch that. Not that he had the right, but he feels so confident that this is his. He feels entitlement, authorization, authority, yeah. And therefore, us. However, if he doesn't have a milva, what are you touching my wine for? So presumably he's not going to touch it because he doesn't want to go and passel the wine. He knows that the Yid wants it for his Jewish customers. Then we must. Okay, Omer Ravashi, Masin Nami Deka, bring you a raya from the Mishnah. Now the raya from the Mishnah is not from our Mishnah, but it's the next Mishnah, Ditnan. If you turn to Samach Aleph Omer Aleph, you'll see Mitchum tomorrow. We start with the new Daf. So this is the Mishnah that we're quoting. That's why he's saying Masis and Unzer Mishnah. Like we said before, the Metar Yenish Oivichom means you have a goy that owns a winery, a wine press, and he allowed for a kosher line. And now the Yid is being Metar Yenish Oivichom. Not that he's taking the wine of the Oivichom, he's making a tour. If it was already Tomei, if it was already Usir, you can't go and kasher. He just means to say is he's using the wine press of the goy to go and make kosher wine for kosher consumers. And there is wine, Baruch Hashem, in the vat, and he leaves it in the reshus of the goy. Now, it depends. We're talking about, again, once a situation where the goy is financing it, or the goy says, you don't have to pay me for the use of the wine press. Now, when you sell all of your wine, you'll get your income, you'll pay me at that time. So, but in the meantime, the master, there's a mortgage, or there's a... the wine is the collateral, because if he doesn't pay, then the Oivichom, what happens if he doesn't get a market, he's not able to sell this wine. So the goy will take the wine and he'll drink it and use it for himself or for his goyisha customers. Anyway, the goy is a nice guy in a sense, and he writes to him in advance a receipt. I already received the money from you. Rashi said it's not really true, it didn't really happen yet, but it's Hareini Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, that I already got the money. What was the kavan in giving him this receipt? He's telling him, you have the full right and authority to go and sell this wine, even though I have my mortgage on it, yeah, but do whatever you want to. It's as if I already got the mois, it's yours. So mutter, then you don't have to worry about the goy is going to go and touch the wine. Why not? Because he gave him this full authority by giving him this receipt. Mutter. What happens, however, if Yisrael wants to now take out the wine in barrels and sell it to his customers? And the guy says, one second, let's wait. Until he pays him. Oh, so this is directly the opposite. So we have a Reisha case where he gives him a receipt. You already paid. The safe where he says, no, I want cash. COD. Cash on the barrel head, literally. I'm not going to allow for you to go and sell the wine until you give me the money. There you might say Beit Sha'an. You might ask in Beit Sha'an. The Osru. And they said it's Osru. Why did they say that it's Osru? In other words, that I have to be concerned that the goy touched the wine inside the bar. Taima de Menichai. Ha Menichai Shari. The Gemara is Medaik from the Sefer. The Chor, you can also be Medaik from the Reisha. And before I should talk about that, that just like we see in the Reisha, as long as he says Ilyas Kabalti is Mutter, in the Sefer he's saying also, if it's Enoi Menichai, then it's also. But if Meinichoi,
he doesn't let him sell before he pays him.
Exactly. Look at the lashon. They Meinichoi at Sheit and Loi Moisa. Don't look. Aviyimirzi Yisrael Loitzer. The Yid wants to go and draw the water out, not the water, the wine out of the bar, and he wants to go and put it in the barrels and sell it. They Meinichoi, and the guy said, No. At Sheit and Moisa, you have to pay me first. Oh, see, Master Bicha, I'm the Osrei. That they answered. Why they answered? Because he had obviously a milva on the wine himself, and he's not willing to say, I want money up front. So then you have to be concerned that the goy feels very pompous and arrogant vis-a-vis this wine. It's his collateral. He's going to put his finger in, and the whole thing can be osir al tziyai nesach. Again, the Gemara is medai tama de manichoi. However, manichoi, if you said, you're sure, your uncle, take all the wine, sell it, and you'll bring my money, no problem. It's sure. So what do we see from this discussion of the next Mishnah that we're talking about? Milval Oseyayin, but you know, Shemamina, that the whole discussion is that there's a poitiki on the wine itself. That's why he's yes allowing it, or he's not allowing it, or he's giving a receipt, not giving a receipt. It's all talking on that yain itself, as opposed to a broad mortgage or lien on all of his nechas. Not for the barva olah. So that was the next case in our Mishnah.
Does he know that by touching it, he's passing the yain the guy?
The assumption is yes.
Yeah, so he's tamas atipish, because then he won't get paid. Then he loses his whole collateral. He's losing.
That's only.
He can't soon.
Look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. Al oisiyain. You have that al oisiyain. Zuk Rashi. Shusalo Yisrael esayayin hazeh apoitiki ligvay semen. He made him an apoitiki. You can go and collect your money from this wine. Tahashe samcha daite v'noga. He feels, oh, it's my wine. Tolei mirsis. He's not nervous about touching it. After all, I have an apoitiki. I have a lien on this property, on this very wine. If he didn't have a milva on this wine, even though against the yid he has all different types of collateral and security, but not on the wine, mutter b'shtia de mirsis, he's afraid to go and touch it. Why would he be afraid to go and touch it? Because he knows that the Jew is making a special kosher run, and if he's going to put his hands in, the whole thing will be pusel. He doesn't want to spoil that business, because he spoils the business, then he won't be able to collect on the chayf. So he's going to be mirsis, he's not going to go and touch it.
If he has a move on it,
then he feels very, very comfortable. I could take it any time. If you don't pay 1 second, okay, back to the Mishnah. We had those middle cases, Nafal Bar, Ola, etc. Zoktimar, Nafal Bar, Ola, Omra Papali, Shanalisha, Ola, Mace. When, unfortunately, he fell into the bar, and Nebuch, he drank too much of the wine, and is gishtar. And so, therefore, we took him out of the bar. He drowned. Yeah, I mean, literally, he drank it. Yeah, exactly, he drowned. Anyway, she'ola meis. Avol ola chai, if he comes out, lebedekahait, osur. Why? Even though he fell in, and when he fell in, we're assuming he's not mechaven, lenasech. But now, when he's coming out, Avad is being menasech. My time in Republic, the dummy, I like you, I'm Edom. It's Ayantav. Boy, you can imagine how happy he is. He's going to go to his local, the Tiflis, local church. He's going to bring with him, if it's a Marculius, he's going to bring with him at least 150 stones. He's going to throw one after the other. He's going to thank the Marculius for saving his life. And if he goes to the Baal Pa'or, he'll have to take some laxative to be able to go several times.
I remember you fell to Hadbarel
of wine.
I remember you fell to Hadbarel of wine.
You fell into a hot barrel of wine?
I remember it, yeah.
And what happened? Did he come out of Libya, the guy?
He came out of Libya.
With third degree burns or something?
He burned himself, but he came to Shul, and he got a thing.
I think what Rashi is saying is not that he's going to... On the way up, he's going to...
What you're saying is right.
And if
he dies, what's the halacha?
I just meant that to dramatize.
And if he dies, what's happening? What's the halacha? If meis, what's happening? What's the halacha?
If he's meis, there's no way that he's going to be meshachshich the wine on his way out.
It's metameh.
It could be metameh. We're talking about chulin, and then the chulin becomes tameh. You and I are allowed to drink it. Even a coin is allowed to drink it. You can't go and drink it. He's talking about chulin. Okay, anyway, back to our Gemara before. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's good. This is fine. Anyway, we're getting back to now. Mother Debekana, call Eloha Yamasa, the Umri Yamach, Rib Shimon Mate. So Rib Shimon was Mate. So Umri of Adi Barahava, Yenuchaloi Rib Shimon Brochus Al Roishai. So Rav Adi Barahava was so happy with Rib Shimon. And he says, Rib Shimon Zolzan Gebenched. Yenuchu Brochus Al Roishai. Kishu Mate, Mate Philippistia, Kishu Oisa, Oisa Philippana. He makes things so much easier. Each time you have to worry. Did you say correctly?
Charge,
it's much easier, exactly.
Binary.
It's much simpler to say it's always mutter, always say it's also. I love Reb Shimon says Rav Adi Barahava. Omer Pchia Bereid of Abba Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav, Le'am Rila, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ziri, Halach Kerab Shimon, Halach is Kerab Shimon. Ikri Amr Rav Chizda, Omer Li Abba Bar Chonan, Hachi Omer Ziri, Halach Kerab Shimon. However, Le'ain Halach Kerab Shimon, Halach Alamai, so we do not pass on Rav Shimon after. Can you imagine? Okay, final case. The goy took a chavis and threw it into the bar, and what kizukta says kushin. Omer Rav Ashi, kol shebezav tamei, ba'ivik hacham oisei yayin nesach, kol shebezav tohar, What does this mean? We know Ezov is a person who is Tamei. Ezov touches, since Ezov is an Av HaTumah, if he touches Odom the Kalim, they all become Tamei. Aha. Now what happens if he doesn't go and touch a person directly, but rather he goes and takes a Shtekin? Shtekin would mean a stick, and he touches the stick, and the stick touches that, for instance, mashkin and things of that nature. So then he could continue the tumah not only as a result of touching directly, but also b'chiburin, if he's holding on to the cut. So you have a person who's a zav, you have a person who is facing him. If the zav touches that other person, he becomes tum, he becomes a rishon l'tumah. What happens if he didn't go and actually touch him biyad, but he touches him with a shtekin, right? He goes with a zazil ben a shtekin. Now he takes the shtekin in hand, and he goes and touches that other individual. That other individual again becomes tumay. Rashi calls it tuma bechiburin, bein biyodli, bein bekon. Now what happens if instead of touching the other guy, or touching him with a shtekin, with a stick, he throws the stick at him, and the other person unfortunately falls down, he doesn't fall down, doesn't make a difference. But anyway, does he become tumay, yes or no? And the answer is, he does not become tumay. That what the Gemara called, Rashi uses the term zrika, that you only become tumay if you actually touch, and not if you do a zrika, if you throw something at him. So you look at the Rashi, second wide line down below, kosher b'zav tumay. He's not going into inyan of hesed, which means to move things around with masa. El b'maga, touching. That zorak ba'ev kechavim t'loy asar. Zrika doesn't asar. V'ochikomer. Kol maga shebizov tomei. What's a maga going bechibur and bein biyod and bein bekona? He touches somebody else. Say with his hand, say with hashtekit. Shemai v'chavim zav. So now he, if the goy is a zav. V'ayayin is in a kli. Oy odom mitamei bezav. Af hayayin nase bekach yayin nesach. Just like by the zav, if he would touch someone, or he takes the shtekin, and that other individual, or those kelim, whatever, become tamei, same thing like Abiyai Nasech, kigoin odom anegeya bezov, bein shenogaboy azov mamish, bein bekona, tamei. Af hayayin, shenogaboy avichov, bein biyodin, bein bekona, nase yayin nesach. But, what's the exception? Exception is in the case of Zrika, that if instead of actually touching it, if he threw it at the person, just like Bezov, it would not become Tomei, by Yayin, it would not become Yayin Nesach. So getting back to the Gemara, Omar Vashi, Koshe Bezov Tomei, whereby Bezov, the recipient of either the hand touching or the makel touching, that person would become Tomei. So if the Goy, who's the Zov, instead of, or even if he's not a Zov, instead of touching a person, he's touching wine, Sai with his hand, Sai with a makel, makes a Yayin Nesach. However, kosher b'zov tohar, which means that you throw an object at somebody else, the zov throws the object, that person becomes tar. Not becomes tar, remains tar. So if you were to go and have the goy throw something into the bar, it does not become a yayin esach. It's got to be he touches it, or with his hand, or with a makel, but not by throwing. Frank Timon, Eisra Ravuna from our Mishnah, Lervashi. No, it's a chavius. The zorik and bechamus in the bar. He threw in the chavius into the bar. What happens? He was bechamus. He was very angry. So you might say beit shan bechshira. Then they were machshira. It's mashma only because it was bechamus. So therefore, he didn't intend to be menasech. He was just so angry. We had that gemara before. Remember the Yisrael? A few from ago. The yid was angry. Here the goy was angry.
Right, you have wine. You don't have wine, and then you
don't. Yeah. Exactly, yes, and he had wine, don't have any wine, put his hand in, yeah. The bar, Zehoya Maisa Beit Sha'an, Vichshira, is Mashvili Mishnah, Dafka Bechamusai in, Shalai Bechamusai Loi, Bottom Rashi, Shalai Bechamusai Loi, Alma Zorak Ovichavim, also Yayin Nasach, by throwing in that object into the bar, guess what happens? All the wine in the bar, if it's Bechamusai, Mutter. But if it's not Bechamusai, it's Masha Asr. Because Zav Shazorek Chavis Bekli, like Timai, if you just throw one Chavis again, it does not become Tamei. So the Choyra, this cloud that Ravashi is giving, doesn't stim. Because in our Mishnah it says, only that the Zrika was Bechamusai, it's Mutter. Masha was Stam Zrika, would be Asr. But by a Zav that throws something, it remains Mutter. The person is Tohar, it doesn't become Tamei. Every more Hasim, the Ka'ozl Minei Uminei. The Gemara's Teretz is a Bisla Shveret Teretz. But the Gemara is saying is, that we were talking about, that the goy is throwing in, he wasn't throwing in, he picked the whole thing up and he threw it in. He's an idler goy, or maybe it's because the kli, the chavis, is just too heavy, so he didn't pick it up, but rather he's hoylechum miskalgal a kli kol sho'o. He goes and he's pushing it slowly but surely. It's now revolving and it's rolling. If he was taka throwing it like you throw with your hands, metapitch, and he throws it into the wine, avada talocha would be that just like by the zav, it would not be metame, it would not make yayin esach. Here, the throw wasn't from afar. The throw wasn't really a throwing, it was really a rolling. If it's b'chamosai, he just pushes it into the bar and he doesn't think about it, so he's not being menasach anything. However, if he's doing it slowly but surely, pushing the chavis into the bar, since he's getting very close to the bar, chamoyra, he put his hand in, and therefore he's going to go and be going to make all the wine down below into yayin. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sazagi.